Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your glory and show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Less of me.
Give her.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank him right now. Come on into the end with an amen. Hallelujah. Robo come on, surrender all over to God, amen. My Lord, my God, we thank you. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah, this morning. We are still here. Glory to the Most High God. God has kept us, amen, another day. He daily loads us with benefits, hallelujah. Oh, gracious Lord, we bless your name. Oh, Lord, we enter in with all faith on today, oh, God. We come believing, oh, Lord. Father God, and we ask that you help us with our unbelief on this morning, oh, God, that we may receive from you great and mighty, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad, amen. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you called us to live, amen. We thank you for restoration this morning, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we thank you for every breath that we take and every beat of our heart, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you're with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Hallelujah, God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. If we had 1,000 tons of pizza, we still could thank you enough, but yet still we thank you. Lord, we need you, God. We come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh Lord. We come surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we call upon you to help us today, oh God. Oh Lord, help us and those in our family. Lord, for you all seeing, all knowing everywhere, God. Oh Lord, somewhere we can go, God, that you can't reach us. Of those in our family, oh Lord, Lord, touch on today. Touch and heal, touch and deliver, oh God. Touch and restore, God. Touch and set us free from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We give you our honor, praise, and glory. Amen. Oh, Father God, we humble ourselves in your mighty hand that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, search our hearts this week. If there be any wicked way in us, oh God, let it be exposed and taken out the way right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you, oh God, for this deliverance. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do this morning, oh God. Even right now in this line, oh God, because we believe and we trust you, God, in your word that says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answered. So we thank you for answering prayers right now. We thank you, oh God, for releasing your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Oh Lord, hear our prayers on today, oh God, and answer our prayers, oh God, speedily. And we just want to thank you. Father God, we come praying with a heart of repentance on today, a heart of thanksgiving and forgiveness. Oh Lord, help us right now. And we thank you, oh God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to execute divine judgment against satanic, demonic activities, and help us to warn the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, oh God. Hallelujah, according to 1 Kings 18:1-46, amen. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we bind all of Satan's evil, wicked demon mind, and torment spirits and strongmen, along with all their works, roots, or fruits, genitals, and links, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, oh God. We bind them right now, God. Every addiction, bad language, conniving, discouragement, fears, lust, insomnia, pride, stress, willful sins, withdrawal, worries, all spirits, and strong men, all mental, physical, emotional illness, amen. Sickness, diseases, disorders, death, premature death, infirmities, affliction, inflammation, viruses, infections, abnormal cells, radical cells, lesions, stitch, pain, shock, trauma, spasm, cramps, abnormal growth, and radical growth in or any part of our bodies, and those in our family and levels, oh God, including our eyes, ears, nose, and our mouth, throat, backbone, muscle, ligament, tissue, blood, blood vessels, arteries, colon, intestine, stomach, prostate, thyroid, brain, liver, heart, lungs, cardiovascular disorders and diseases, reproductive disorder, diseases, thyroid disorders and diseases, blood pressure disorder, diseases, stroke disorders and diseases, breast disorders and diseases. Oh Lord, neurological disorders and diseases, oh God, whatever it may be, oh God, that may be plaguing our bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and loose all for everyone in our family and all that we love and concerned about and all that we're praying for today, along with all evil principalities, powers, and rules of darkness in high places, from every organ in our bodies, from every wicked, hallelujah, every cell in our bodies, from every gland in our bodies, from every home and property, marriages, cars, trucks, businesses, ministries, houses, workplaces, finances, oh God, and we loose them to go where Jesus sends them, and we bind them and command them to stay there in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we place the blood of Jesus Christ between us, hallelujah, and we decree and declare victory. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask you to destroy our demonic covenants, contracts, chains, fetters, bondages, proclivities, captivities that are contrary to oppose or hinder your will and destiny for our lives. Amen. We ask that you liberate us, oh God, from generational satanic and demonic alliance, allegiance, and soul ties, and spirits of inheritance and curses. Free us from all and any, oh God, influence passed down from one generation to another, biologically, socially, emotionally, psychologically, spiritual, or any other channel unknown to us, oh God, but known to you. We resist every spirit that acts as a gatekeeper, a doorkeeper to our soul, and renounce any further conscious or unconscious alliance of association right now, allegiance or covenant in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We open, hallelujah, we open us to divine deliverance. Amen. Heavenly Father, have your way right now. Perfect those things, oh God, of hallelujah, concerning us. Amen. We ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. According to John 12 and 14, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to destroy all ill spoken words, all ill wishes, all enchantments, all spells, hexes, curses, all witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, witchcraft spells, voodoo spells, satanic spells, every idle word spoken contrary to God's original plans and purposes. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that you destroy the curses associated with these utterances and generally and decree and declare that they shall not stand, they shall not come to pass, they shall not take root in their violent verbal dealings or return to them double-fold, according to Isaiah 54 and 17, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place a hedge of protection around us. It hides us from the enemy, familiar spirits, and any and all demon spirits, making it difficult, if not impossible, for them to effectively track or trace us in the realm of the spirit. There shall be no purpose of penetration, amen, to the heads of these protections, according to John 1, 7 through 10, amen, Psalm 91, 1 through 16, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to place our names up on the hearts of all prayer warriors, intercessors, prophetic watchmen who will pray for us, amen, and those in our family and loved ones, hallelujah. We ask you to let them not cease or come down from their watchtowers until their assignments have been completed, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that they will conduct their intercession times under the direction of the Holy Spirit and Christ Jesus, who is our chief intercessor, according to Jeremiah 27 and 18, Ezekiel 3 and 17, hallelujah, and John 16 and 13. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that our times and seasons are in the hands of the Lord, and they shall not be altered or adjusted by anyone or anything. We function under the anointing, and you give us the divine ability to actually discern our times and seasons, amen, according to 1 Chronicles 11 and 32, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that from this day forth, we will operate according to your divine timetable and calendar. Amen. We decree and declare that your agenda is our agenda. We are not our own, we've been bought with a price. We therefore submit to you and you alone, O God. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ. Amen. We bind our will to the will of God. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, have your way right now. We declare that Halloween come in the bottom of the book, that it is written of us, according to Psalm 40 and 7. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, glory to your name, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, we need you right now. Lord Jesus, we bring all our burdens and we lay them at the foot of your Christ. Especially the burdens of, hallelujah, that we've been carrying in this world, our relationships, our finances, our families, whatever it may be, oh God. We ask you to manage all areas of our lives and we totally rely on you, Christ Jesus, to take care of us, our families, our health, amen, our finances, amen. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will, that your will be done in our lives. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare that, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, of matter every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And hallelujah, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus Christ, according to Philippians 2:10-12. Amen. Heavenly Father, we ask you to humbly prohibit the accuser of the brethren from operating or influencing the soul or mind of anyone who comes into contact with us. Amen. According to Revelation 12:10. We decree and declare that divine favor, grace, honor, and well wishes now replace any and all negative feelings of perceptions of any thoughts concerning us. Amen. Hallelujah. Our families, our work, our ministries, which are called to accomplish. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare, hallelujah, that nobility and greatness is our portion. Amen. According to Genesis 12:1-3 and Psalms 5:12, Heavenly Father, you have called us to do great works with you. Amen. We ask you to release all finances and all resources that belong to us. We ask you to release everything prepared for us before the foundation of the world that pertains to our lives, our ministries, our calling. We shall not and we will not be denied. Amen. We shall not and will not accept purchases. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare that every resource necessary for us to fulfill God's original plans and purposes comes to us without delay. According to 2 Peter 1:3, amen. Almighty God in heaven, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, grant unto us according to your riches and glory, your tender mercy and immeasurable favor, treasures of telling your darkness and hidden riches of secret places. According to Isaiah 45:1-3, we decree and declare that the sorrows are not enclosed and hindered us and uncontaminated in our lives. Amen. According to Isaiah 66:17, and Philippians 4:19, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be lifted up forever. You abide in doors of the King, the Lord, strong and mighty. Amen. The Lord of hosts may come in according to Psalm 24:7-10. Amen. Therefore, we will not and cannot be denied, but what rightly belongs to us. Heavenly Father, we decree that heaven belongs and governs this prayer and all spiritual warfare strategies and tactics are binding by the word in the name of Jesus Christ and the blood and by the Holy Spirit according to 1 John 5:7-8. Amen. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you that it is written in Isaiah 53:5, but he was wounded for our transgressions. Amen. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes we are healed. Amen. We thank you. We thank you for healing us. Heavenly Father, we praise you. We thank you. Hallelujah, for strengthening us and sending the borders of our gates up, for blessing our children and making peace, hallelujah, in our borders. Amen. My Lord, my God. Heavenly Father, we praise the blood of you. We praise the blood of us right now. The arm of light and the Lord Jesus Christ upon the Romans 13:12. Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, holy name. We praise the blood of us, the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel, the helmet of salvation, the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. High shadow said there. According to Ephesians 6:13-17. Every form of a hallelujah, hallelujah, God. If you made a decision to take us home before the next rapture, we ask you to give us an extension of our lives. According to John 16:23, as you did for Hezekiah, higher above our shadow. According to Isaiah, once Jesus Christ comes to give us the next rapture, Heavenly Father, we declare the fact that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a priesthood, procure your people, that we shall go forth, O God, with praise in the name of Jesus Christ, who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. According to 1 Peter 2:9, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your promises that we will make you, that you will make us a great nation, that you will bless us, oh God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, that you will bless those who bless us, that you will curse those who curse us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, we love you. Have your way, help me, Lord. Heavenly Father, we pray right now, Almighty God, that you will bless us, amen, and make us fruitful and multiply, that we may be an assembly of people, amen, hallelujah, and give us the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah, let us receive it in our descendants, O God, with us, that we may inherit the land in which we are a stranger, which God used, hallelujah, gave for Abraham, according to Genesis 3:3. For Heavenly Father, we pray that you would
blessed us indeed in the Lord our territory, and that your hand would be with us always, and that you would keep us from evil. Amen. That we may, hallelujah, be called no pain to anyone, oh God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for granting us this request according to 1 Chronicles 4:10. Heavenly Father, we ask you the blessings will be coming in. Amen. We ask you the blessings will be go out again. Amen. We ask you to bless us in the city, oh God, bless us in the country. We ask you to bless our fruit, amen. We ask you to bless our seed. We ask you to bless our land, oh God. We ask you to bless our storehouse, amen. We ask you to bless and prosper everything we hold that we touch, oh Lord. We ask you, God, to cause our enemies to come in one direction and flee in 7 different directions, because great is you that's in us and he that's in the world, amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing, amen. Hallelujah. And we pray, oh God. Pray them over us and everyone that we love and concerned about today, oh God, and all that we bring in prayer today. Hallelujah. According to Psalm 115, oh God, 14:16, you bless us and fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase us more and more, us and our children. We are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Amen. The heaven, even the heavens are the Lord's. Amen. But the earth hath he given to the children of men. Heavenly Father, we thank you for continually increasing our anointing, our love for one another. Amen. Our health and our finances. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we thank you for this holy for your word, oh God, in Numbers 6:23-26. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will bless us, everyone that we are praying for today, oh God. Amen. And that you would keep us. And we pray that you would make your face shine upon us, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let peace come and be still right there in the name of Jesus Christ. And that we thank you, oh God, that even as we're praying and touching and agreeing on today, oh God, that you are strengthening us, oh God. For we will not say that we are weak, but we are strong in the Lord, our God. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, I have you. Have your will. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessing. Thank you for blessing us, oh God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for releasing your angels to fulfill the blessings we speak on today. Bless the Lord, ye angels. Let excel and strength to do his commandments, hearkening to the voice of his word according to Psalm 103:20. And we just want to say thank you, Father God in heaven. Bless the Lord, oh my God. And all that's within me. Amen. And all that's within us. Amen. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And hallelujah. Forget all his benefits. Forgive all our sins and iniquities. Who heals our diseases. Who redeems us. Redeems our life from destruction. Who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercy. Gives us good things to eat. So that hallelujah, our youth is renewed like the eagles. And hallelujah, and have pity on us. And we thank you that the angels hearken to the voice of your word according to Psalm 103, O Lord. Blessed are you, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, and the glory, the victory, and the majesty for all that is in heaven and in the earth is yours. Yours is the kingdom, O Lord. And you are exalted and hallelujah, said over all. Both riches and honor come from you, Lord God. You and you reign over all. Hallelujah, in your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Of course, the 1 Chronicles 29:6-12. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to do all these things according to John 14:14. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us these things according to John 16:23. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for them. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord God, we pray for traveling faith this morning, oh God, for us and those in our family and those in the body of Christ that will be traveling on the road today. Lord, let us receive traveling faith and mercy to and from our destination. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today. With the blood of Jesus Christ over in and round about every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building the place, everywhere our hands may lay, our feet may tread, amen, over our homes and all that's in our homes, our workplaces, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, amen, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against the judgment, Lord God, you shall condemn, and we thank you for them. We thank you, Lord God. Thank you, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have blessed us. And that we're going from glory to glory to glory. Welcome, Richard, in our home. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for turning it all around. And we can decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the righteousness of God. Amen. Hallelujah. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. Co-heirs to the kingdom of God, the Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. More than comfort. Thank the Lord. We bless your holy name. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that it is so. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, strengthen us, oh God, in spirit. Amen. Strengthen our spirit, man, as we die daily to this flesh. Lord, we pray for spiritual alignment, oh God. We pray for divine order. We pray, oh God, that we will operate with your wisdom, oh God, that you give, oh God. And we will operate, oh God, with your divine counsel and leading. Continue leading with our Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would continue to bless our children, oh God, and deliver them from all that's not of you, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around our children and their minds and thoughts will come against every attack on the minds of our children. And we just want to say thank you. We decree the fact deliverance for the life of our children and our grandchildren, children to come, amen. Those that you've called us to parents, oh God, in this world, whether we birth them ourselves, oh God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that it is done. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Thank you, Father. For you, God, to turn around. And we'll turn it all around for our good. Amen. Turn it all around, oh God, for our sister Connie Norman on today. Turn it all around, oh God, for our for Minister Lern Green and his family, okay. Lord, turn it all around for your daughter Swan, okay. Turn it all around for your daughter Kim, oh God. Turn it all around for your daughter Doris, oh God. Turn it all around for me, Lord God. Hallelujah. Turn it around for my mother, oh God. Turn it around for my brother and sister, oh God. Turn it around for our family, oh God. For you are the God of turnaround. Turn it around for that good, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that you've turned it all around, oh God. We decree the power breakthrough this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sin and the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all of us that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, let's give God some praise right now.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
It had not been.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All
we
know that we belong to you, that we
thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
Turn around. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Come on, let's give God some praise. If you receive that for yourself this morning, if you receive every
prayer
that went forth, amen. Hallelujah. Prayer.
Amen.
You have received it.
Amen.
I receive
healing, deliverance, amen. Breakthrough, hallelujah, right now. Let's go on.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I receive
it. God, God for praise and receive it for yourself, amen. It's for you. It has your name on it, amen. Why would you not come and give it up? Give
them up. Amen.
You ain't got to wait to get in front of the line to get it. You can get it right there where you at, right now, amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Just might bring you something. They said, oh, they got plenty of stuff up there. Oh, I'm going to come here. Don't worry about it. I'm going to bring it to you. Ah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to do
thank you.
Lord, God bless you this morning. God bless you. You're welcome. Welcome back. Welcome
good
back.
Morning.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I'm so excited about being back in the position.
Yes,
on the line this morning. We didn't know what tomorrow was going to bring, amen, or this morning, but God already knew. And so we just thank God for his plan, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we shall live, and we shall live and not die. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I come against the spirit of fear, the
A lot of us operate with the spirit of fear. You know, fear, so many things, you know, which we know is from worry. We worry. Worry brings about fear. And then depression comes in. Oh, my God, my God. So I decree and declare we are delivered from the spirit of fear.
Amen.
We know the Bible says it's like the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Ooh, so many things. I tell you all this morning, my husband worked overnight. He's back overnight at the job. Hopefully that'll turn around for him, but he's back at work over there working graveyard shift here in Port Arthur. I myself, for the first time overnight, I said, oh, I'm not going to be able to sleep. And I said, but Lord, I trust you that you're protecting me. I fell asleep.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a couple lights on, but... Glory to God.
Amen.
I'm in a place that is home, but it's not home because it's home away from home. We've only been out here back and forth to Houston this December. We didn't work today. Another incident that happened a couple weeks ago with a job, and he's back home after the night shift, and they're working to get him back in his position. And even possibly promoting him, but he was like, I'm not staying there. I'm going. But God is a God of turnaround. Things are going good. And I'm just sharing a testimony this morning. I already
Amen.
Know
Amen.
On
Amen.
Saturday, it's almost sold out. It's almost
Amen.
Sold out. Amen. So glory to God. We got about 24 seats, probably less than that for Saturday show. So glory to God. God is blessed.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And welcome. Good morning, Twan. How you doing this morning? Welcome back.
Good morning. I'm doing well. Oh, yeah. God is a God of turnarounds, and I believe in God for the breakthrough. So it's here. I receive it. I'm doing well. All things are working out for his good. And those that love him. So I'm well. I'm doing good. Glad to be here again.
Come on.
I'm going to see it all the way through. See what God, what else God going to do, what else God has for us. So.
Yes, Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. God,
amen.
Keep you so good to have you on the line. I just thank God. It's already turning around. I remember you were on the line. Was sick. Your family was sick, and you're sounding
yes.
so good. So clear.
Yes. Glory to
God. We're still here. My Lord, my God.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
I'm so good to have you on the line this morning. God bless you. God keep you. Love you so much.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Minister Lyon, God bless you. Welcome back this morning. How you feeling this morning? How you doing?
Amen. I feel blessed today. Amen. I'm thanking God that for the breakthrough of my health and then I got
Amen.
A blessing in the mail. I got a check in the mail. Amen. I was able to run some errands yesterday. I just feel God doing it.
Amen.
You know, I know it's the prayer. I know it's because of the prayers.
Yeah.
I know it's because of the prayers. So
yeah.
I thank God for breakthrough in my finance, and I thank God for breakthrough in my health. Amen.
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 Glory to God. Look at God working. I told my
Amen.
Husband the other day, I said, baby, just be still. I said, the devil, ain't nobody mad but the devil. I say, watch God turn this thing around. I say, we in prayer, so the enemy upset. We up every morning at 6 o'clock. You see me get roll up and be in position. I say, just watch God. Just stay there. Don't get antsy, as they would say, antsy, how to do all this and that. Just rest. You know, I was telling him this time when he was off and with all everything going, I said, just rest during this time. Kick your feet up. And just be still. I said, all right. God bless you. Thank God for you. Thank you for sharing that testimony.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. Amen and amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. And Sister Doris, if she's online, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing this morning?
Well, good morning, and praises all go to God. And thank God for everyone that's here on the line. And thank God just for another day. Thank God for all the testimonies. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
And we just keep on, and we're going to go until we see what the end is.
Come on
and, now. Sister Doris is not on the line, but keep her in prayer as well.
Amen, amen. I just want to make sure. I was like, she's probably not on this morning because I would have felt a little something there. But yeah, definitely lifting her up in prayer this morning. God bless you. God keep you. And May God continue to strengthen you in peace. Overtake you, you know. You just be walking on cloud nine, as they say, like, ooh, I got so much peace. And no matter what the enemy try to do, he can't shake you, can't move you. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just pray peace be with all that you come in contact with. Amen. Those that like to cause trouble and keep chaos and, you know, confusion, and peace will be with them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Our scripture this morning, it's going to be coming out of the book of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. That's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. Hallelujah. Amen. Can't wait to get back onto the family prayer line. I know they're going, when is the prayer line going to be back up? I know it's too early for them to get on, but I definitely miss the family as well. So can't wait to get back on the line with family. Again, that's Hebrews chapter 4, verse 11 through 13. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4, 11 through 13 verse, let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's out of the New King James Version. I know it reads a little different from different versions of the Bible. Hallelujah. So when we look at verses 11 through 13, if Jesus provided for us, provided our rest through faith, why must we be diligent to enter rest? This does not mean we must do good works in order to obtain salvation. It has more to do with overcoming spiritual laziness. We must make every effort to possess and experience what God has already promised and provided. Let us not take our salvation for granted. Amen. We never arrive. Amen. Each day we must choose to draw closer to Christ or we will drift away. When we rise up seeking first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, we have to seek, we have to be diligent, hallelujah, in seeking out God and having that relationship, for we serve a relational God. When we look at verse 12, the word of God gives us more than simply a collection of words from God, a vehicle for communicating his ideas. It has living, life-changing, and dynamic power, amen, hallelujah, that works in us. So with the incessantness of a surgeon, you know, the life of a surgeon and understanding what that is and what that looks like, God's word reveals who we are and what we are not. It penetrates to the core of our moral and spiritual lives. It discerns both the good and the evil within us. God's powerful word will change us, amen. We must not only listen to it, we must also let it transform our lives, being doers of the word of God, amen. Not just listen, not just reading, but being doers of the word of God, you know, and taking it and applying it. A lot of times when we're in certain situations, we choose to be angry, we choose to do evil, we choose to get revenge, we choose to, you know, to operate in darkness, amen. But we have to apply the word of God to our life. Amen, so that we are transformed by the word of God, amen, being doers of the word of God. As I wrap up here in verse 13, the Bible says again, and there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. There's so many things that are in this world. God has created so much that we have not placed our eyes to. So if you ever watch The Animal Planet or you ever watch these documentaries about places in the world and all this under the sea, and there's just all kinds of stuff. That's life under the, you know, in the sea. It's just so much in this world that we have not touched, places that we can't even go into. But God is all seeing, all knowing, everywhere. Nothing can be hidden from God. He knows about everyone, everywhere, everything about us. Hallelujah, is wide open to his all seeing eyes. He sees all we do. He knows all we think. Even when we are unaware of his presence, he is with us. When we try to hide from him, he sees us. We can have no secret from him. Amen. But we can take comfort in the fact that although God knows us intimately, he still loves us. Amen. And we can always come to him. Hallelujah. We can always come to God because he already knows. He already sees and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, help me. Help me, Lord. Deliver me. Amen. That alone right now, that alone brings joy to my spirit, knowing that I can come even in the midst of when I'm down and out. Amen. When I've come unhinged or out of control, that I can come because I know he already knows and go to God for help. Amen. Hallelujah. Are you all still there? Making sure the system is still up.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for your word on today, Lord God. Lord, help us, Father God. Help us to be doers of your word, Lord God. And Lord, I ask in Jesus' name, add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. If your prayers went forth already and you received it for yourself, then say, I receive it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Twan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I have received my prayers, the prayers that went forth. Years of healing, of deliverance. You know, just to seek God the more.
Yes.
And from all the attacks of the enemy. So I receive all the prayers this morning.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless you. God keep you. Amen. By faith. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Miracles happen when we stand in faith. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God keep you, Twan. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Cousin Kim, have you made it to work already? Okay, she must already be in work. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Lauren Green, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I received the prayers, and I just ask that you would touch and agree with me for a friend of mine. Her son, his name is Sean. He's been in and out of the hospital, and now he had to go back, and this is really stressful for her. And he had the same procedure done about three or four times, and she's just praying that he would not have to have surgery and that God would heal where he wouldn't have to go through any more surgeries.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Let us pray, oh gracious Lord. We come before you with all faith, combined faith on today. And Lord, we come, oh God, lifting up your son, Sean, on today. Lord, we know you to be a healer. Lord, we know you to be a waymaker, oh God, a promise keeper, oh God. So, Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you will, hallelujah, that you will touch and heal right now the body of your son, Sean, oh God, that you release your healing virtues, your healing anointing, oh God, that you would divinely intervene right now, God, and oh Lord, work a miracle of healing in them right now. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. Amen. That healing will spring up, oh God. Lord, that you will speak to the blood, for we know life of the flesh is in the blood. And Lord, let healing radiate through his whole body, oh God. Let restoration come of every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every nerve, every tissue, every bone, every part of his body, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let's be careful of the assignment of Satan and his agents against his health right now. And we declare the crown of victory. We call him healed. We call him delivered. We call him set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, strengthen him even right now, God. Hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. Oh Lord, we ask that peace come and be still to his mother, God. Oh Lord, we ask that you increase our faith even the more, God, to receive the miracle of healing for our son. Amen. And we just want to say thank you as we come bringing son to you on today, oh God, by our faith, oh God, let healing take place. And we thank you for it, Lord, because we know that you are able. Oh Lord, increase your faith even the more, God. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We know that God is able. We've seen God do it so many times on this line for so many, and we're trusting God for Sean as well. And all the families that are need the healing or going through any type of medical crisis or health crisis, we lift them up onto their cousin, Sean Denise, my mother, Karen, who's dealing with COPD and some breathing issues. So we lift her up and we decree and declare a healing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare deliverance from every addiction of anybody in our families that's dealing with any type of drug addiction, sexual addiction, alcohol addiction, whatever it may be, shopping addiction, whatever it may be, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare deliverance on today, amen. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Deliverance from the foul mouth. And we got family members that every word come out of their mouth is foul. So we decree and declare deliverance from having a foul mouth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Deliverance from oppression and depression and fear and pride and gluttony and mammon. Amen. Hallelujah. We decree and declare deliverance. Every stronghold, soul tie, messenger, Satan, spirit of destruction, spirit of death. Amen. We decree and declare victory. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, my God, fill us to overflow with our Shekinah glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am so grateful on this morning and thankful to God to be here once again on today as the light is starting to come through as morning is peeking. I'm excited. I don't think, Lord, I'm going to get through the night, but I trust you. So I'm aware.
Yeah. Amen.
If y'all see where we live at, it's country, right? And it's nothing but a bunch of trees. And you got some houses here, but it's like, it's very dark. And so, and I told my husband last night, I said, hey, can you get a security something or some motion lights? Because it's so dark out here. So, but God is so good and faithful. I just say, Lord, I trust you with the sleep. And I tell you, I really was in here like, let me go get this knife at the kitchen. And God said, okay, I got you. I said, Lord, I trust you. And I went out. I woke up like I was asleep. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you all. God keep you. I'm going to pray as I hear. Just prayers of blessing. Amen. Deuteronomy 28. Amen. It's not a long prayer, but I always want to close with the prayer of blessing. So glory to God. Let us pray. Oh, gracious Lord, we thank you for every prayer that it went forth on today. Oh, God, we thank you for answered prayers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, for great testimony on this point. Oh, God, that you're still working all out for our good. Amen. We decree and declare turnaround. Oh, God, even right now, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough on today, oh, God. Oh, Lord, we thank you that you love us so much. You sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary. We thank you for the finished work. Amen. Hallelujah. That you left nothing undone. Amen. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. We decree and declare Deuteronomy 28 on these days of blessings, amen, that make you rich and add no sorrow. Lord, you keep your covenant mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments. Lord, you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant through your death and sacrifice, amen. We choose life, which is blessed, amen, according to Deuteronomy 30:19, hallelujah. Let your blessings come upon us and overtake us even right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let us be blessed, oh God, hallelujah, in the city and in the field, amen. Let the fruit of our body be blessed, and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our basket and storehouses be blessed, amen. Let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the enemies of our soul flee before us every way. Hallelujah. Command your blessing before our storehouse and all set our hands to do, oh God. Bless our land, oh God. Establish as a holy person to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let all people see that we are called by your name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Make us plenteous and good. And open up to us your good treasure. Let heaven's rain fall upon our lives and bless the work of our hand. Amen. Let our land, hallelujah, let us land
recovery and give unto nature and not fall. Amen. Make us ahead and not the tail. And let us be above only and not beneath. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God. Father God, I ask for God, bless our bread and water and let it take sickness away from our lives. Lord, bless our food and protect us from all illnesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, bless our eyes and ears, oh God. Oh Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let him God, let the body you created and given us be blessed. For we are fearful and want to be made by you, Heavenly Father. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, make us full of joy in your presence. Lord, let your glory be upon us, upon our confidence. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. We bless your holy name. We love you, Lord. We decree in the prayer that we are delivered, that we are set free. We can't thank you enough. Well, let our hearts be whole and bind up all our wounds. Amen. And we receive it with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we pray this prayer, oh God, with all faith, believing and receiving even right now. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise.
Amen.
Almost time,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Again, thank you all. Thank you all so much. Glory to God for being on the live this morning, faithfully showing up. Amen. Ready to receive in Jesus Christ's holy name. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, say amen. And we'll wrap up the call today. Hallelujah. Fawn, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say amen. And I know the feeling. of being, you know, scared and fearful of the dark, you know, around you. But hey, I said God is it does not give us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And I say that until I fall asleep, and I don't even know I'm asleep.
Yeah, I would feel like
it has to be God that just close my eyes. I just take deep breaths. And just cling on to the word, and it does it every time. So.
Gives you peace.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's something you said there because even though I don't like darkness on the outside, when I want to sleep, I like to be in the dark during the daylight. Mm-hmm. So if it's daylight outside, I'll make my inside the house dark so I can
dark. Sleep. Right.
But when it's dark outside, I'm like, hold on.
You want,
especially when I'm
exactly.
out by myself, like, okay, what's that noise? Something is lost in the attic. What is that? But anyway, all is well. I went to sleep. I said, Lord, I trust you. He said, you trust the Lord? I trust you. I'm going to sleep. I put the blood of Jesus Christ and went on to sleep.
Yes.
Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Let us learn. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I'm just so thankful. I'm just so grateful what God is doing in the lives of everybody on the line. And we just have to trust God, you know, and just keep thanking him and just keep praising him and just keep pressing our way. You know, sometimes we got to press, you know, and just keep praising him and just keep thanking him. God is no shorter than his word.
You know, amen.
He said he'll do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We're standing on the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, thank you all again. I'm so grateful. I just thank God for you. Amen. This time I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May God, your Father, go before you and give to you richly and abundantly according to your obedience to his financial principles. May you become the envy of the world because of the abundance God gives you, for you are his child. Amen. The royal blood of heaven is flowing in your veins. You are somebody. Lift your head and square your shoulders. You are a part of the eternal kingdom of God, and your tomorrows are filled and your todays are filled with joy because of the power and majesty of God, our Father. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a blessed day of the Lord. Yes, God.
You too.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing,
I wanna
yeah.
Hear
king on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you in the gates, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah.
Get there.